You're listening to the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. A lot to get to on this week's edition of the program. The Gibson Southern game didn't go according to plan for the Pioneers. Jackson McCain, the quarterback, goes down. We are still waiting for a status update on him, but we're going to get it from head coach John Batts today on WREF. Plus, Coach Batts, he'll tell us what we need to know about this upcoming game in the sectional against Jasper. The draw is out, and Boonville stays at home for the sectional. We'll also hear Coach Batts' thoughts on the Heritage Hills game for Friday night, preparing for Senior Day and the regular season finale. All that and more, in part brought to you by TF Ice Cream on the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the Boonville Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. John Batts, the head coach of the Pioneers, is here on WREF. We have a lot to talk about. Last week's game against Gibson Southern, this upcoming game against Heritage Hills, but of course the draw against Jasper as well. Coach, really appreciate you taking the time. We'll start with Gibson Southern. A 42-19 loss. That's a really, really good team that you guys played on the road. What are your major takeaways from this game?
We had some opportunities early in that game. Our first offensive drive, we went and picked up a couple of first downs and took a shot at the end zone, end up dropping the ball. And just some other things like that there in the first half. You know, had Gibson Southern second 20, and we picked up a personal foul. Just felt like we struggled to execute when we needed to most, and ultimately just shot ourselves in the foot there a little bit in the first half, but showed some glimpses of what we're capable of. Like I said, we got a defensive score there in the first half. Second half came out. Jackson McCain got banged up there in the first half, so Grant stepped in at quarterback. We were able to throw the ball a little bit in the second half. There are some good things we put on film, but a lot of things that we've got to correct over these next couple of weeks.
You mentioned how Jackson went down. What's his status going forward?
We'll know a little bit more tomorrow and into Wednesday. It's a foot injury there, but don't know a whole lot of details till he goes. He went in Saturday and X-rays came back negative, which is a positive sign. So we'll have a little bit more update on his status later in this week.
Is there anyone else that you feel comfortable going to outside of Grant Davis? And the only reason I ask is not because Grant is not capable at quarterback, but because he's been so reliable at running back. Is there anyone else you can go to as the QB if Jackson can't go?
We've got a sophomore who's our JV quarterback, Ty Burns. Good-looking kid. He's got a strong arm. Contemplated throwing Ty there into the fire there Friday night, but ultimately felt like, Grant, with his experience at the position and the success that he's had there in the past, plugging him in there. Mason Jones has been running the ball really well for us the last couple of weeks, so being able to just plug Grant in at quarterback, Mason at running back, still allows us to do everything in the throw game we've been doing, and then actually, in fact, open up the run game a little bit more with some QB power and stuff like that.
Again, we're talking to the Boonville football head coach, John Batts, here on WREF after a loss to Gibson Southern. Coach, you mentioned the defensive score in the first half, and that's the thing. You look at this game on paper against the Titans, and at Gibson Southern scores 42 points. You might be thinking, all right, well, the defense didn't play all that well. That's not especially true. How would you grade out the defense, especially when you factor in them actually scoring for you guys?
I mean, we did some good things, especially in early downs, getting some key first and second down stops. I at least three times in that first half, it was third and four, third and five they went on to, and we just weren't disciplined, jumped off sides. Seemed like we'd get them backed up, second and 10, third and 15, and they'd pop us over the middle for a big throw. We really shot ourselves in the foot. Some of it was effort. A lot of it was just execution. We had guys in the right spots and just weren't able to execute and get off the field when we needed to.
Again, this is the Boonville Football Show on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. John Bass, the head coach of the Pioneers, is here. We've got a lot to get to. We talked about the Gibson Southern game, but the draw against Jasper, that's out for the sectional. We're going to talk about that when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. And right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
When the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... Shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on WREF, the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach John Batts is here. And, Coach, the big story from the weekend, outside of course, your game against Gibson Southern, would be the draw for the sectional. You guys get Jasper. How do you feel about that draw?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're happy to be at home with that draw. Jasper's a good program, having a successful season there under Coach Hart. Like I said, they're 6-2. I know they got beat this past Friday, but I mean, they really laid it on Castle the week before. Got a good sized quarterback there in the Manners kid. We scrimmaged him this summer, and he really impressed me. Just a good team, the old Big Eight opponent there, kind of an old rivalry to say. I don't think we've played Jasper in the last six or so years since the Big Eight split, but really looking forward to playing them and especially getting them here at home.
I'm always curious. I know that, especially with you guys getting to play at home, that's a big deal. I'm always curious about how coaches go about coaching and leading in a situation like this where, on the one hand, you have a regular season finale to prepare for, Heritage Hills, and we're going to ask you about that soon. But on the other hand, you know what the postseason looks like. You have the path, you have the script, and you know what you guys have to do. The real game that matters in the next 2 weeks would be Jasper. So how do you guys, as a coaching staff, get the kids to focus on this week?
I mean, for us, we've got a lot of things we've got to correct and got to improve upon to be able to compete against, Heritage Hills and Jasper. There were some, like I said, some flashes of good things we put on the field Friday night, but just some lack of execution, things that we've got to fix going forward. So our big focus will be on us this week. I know we play Heritage Hills, the defending 3A state champs, another quality program, one of the best teams here, and not just Southern Indiana, but the state of Indiana. So we'll prepare for Heritage Hills, but big focus here will be on us and getting ourselves ready for postseason play against Jasper.
Can you put some more meat on those bones when you say there are things that you want to fix? What exactly are you referring to?
Just the lack of discipline. I mean, sure. We jumped off sides three times defensively the other night, a couple of false starts offensively. We had a timely personal foul that we can't, afford to happen in the off season. A few drop balls, a couple of overthrows, just a lot of little things where if we connect on a few of those things, Friday's outcome, may end up different. If nothing else, obviously I felt like we left a couple of scores on the board.
Is there anything that you guys as a coaching staff, I know that you have a lot of assistants that you can trust. Is there anything that you guys do to get ready for the sectional, figure this time of year, or are you guys, just like the players, locked in on Heritage Hills?
Right now we're focused on Heritage Hills. We'll probably have a couple of assistants go ahead and start looking ahead to some Jasper stuff. But, I mean, the majority of our focus this week will be Heritage Hills. It's a conference opponent. Senior night, we want to obviously go out and we want to play for our seniors and have a lot of fight there. Our focus is, like I said, on us, but also on Friday night. We're looking to come out and we're looking to compete against Heritage Hills.
Coach, really appreciate you talking about that that draw against Jasper. Again, I know that it's a really exciting time, you guys getting to play at home, and, there's a lot to talk about, including the upcoming game, like you said, against Heritage Hills. We're going to take a step aside and break down this matchup against the Patriots when we return on WREF.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, One sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on WREF, it is the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, getting ready for this game against Heritage Hills on Friday night. But, Coach, also, it is Senior Day, and I know that always brings a lot more juice to the stadium than what we normally see on a run-in-the-mill home game. So how do you feel about this senior class? I know that you guys have kind of been through thick and thin, so to speak, and I know that this senior class, I'm sure, means a lot to you, given your situation within the program and you coming up and taking this program over and doing your thing. So what can you tell me about this senior class as you guys get ready to honor them on Friday?
I mean, it's a great group of kids, a small group. You know, we've currently got seven seniors here in our senior class. Again, most of those kids contribute on Friday nights. Like I said, they're a great group of kids. Had their highs and lows, you know, throughout their 4 years here of high school. But you know, my biggest takeaway from this group is they come out, they compete. Like I said, just a lot of good things to say about them, and you know, this particular class kind of holds a special spot with me.
Looking at this game against Heritage Hills, like you said before the break, this is one of the best teams in all of 3A, if not the best team in 3A, reigning champs in 3A. What's it going to take to pull off this win against Heritage Hills?
You know, you said they, you know, state runner-up 2 years ago, 3A state champion a year ago, they make the bump to 4A this year. It'll you know, we'll have to execute. We're going to have to be able to convert on some of these third and mid, third and longs. Turnovers, coming up with some key turnovers would be big. You know, they're a very good football team, well coached, got some great athletes there in that program, good size, good speed, a little bit of everything. You know, they're really balanced on both sides of the football. So, you know, for us to come out and compete, we're going to play our best brand of football. And you know, we've shown, like I said, flashes throughout this season of how good I think we truly can be. We showed some of those flashes Friday night. So, you know, for us, hopefully we can bottle some of that up, you know, Friday and put that on the field against Heritage Hills and then even into, you know, that sectional week one there against Jasper.
Grant Davis, I know, is definitely one of the leaders of this team. And, of course, he was thrown into the fire as the quarterback last week when Jackson McCain went down. Again, we don't know McCain's status, but what's your message to a guy like Grant who has played multiple positions, doesn't necessarily know what position he'll be playing against Heritage Hills, and he's still trying to prepare for this game? That's a weird situation for a player to be in. Then again, if any player is ready for a situation like that, I'd imagine it would be Grant.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely puts him kind of in a tough spot there of not knowing if he's going to be, you know, under center there playing quarterback or at running back. But I think you hit on it. You know, if there's any kid in the area who's capable of handling that, it's Grant. You know, 2 year starter there at the quarterback position. He stepped in Friday night and didn't miss a beat there in the second half. Hit some some big throws over the top of the Gibson Southern defense. Was able to run the ball, and like I said, he's just a really good manager, really good leader for us, both offensively and defensively. But there's nobody else I'd rather have put in that situation than Grant.
Coach, can't thank you enough for taking the time on this week's edition of the Boonville Football Show. Looking forward to seeing what you guys put out there for the Heritage Hills game, and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad.
All right. Again, this has been the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.